somebody anointing himself as a bad boy from the Fantastic Forum. San Diego, California asks Evelyn, indeed, a question that will earn him that name. Please ask Evelyn about Harlot the Witch. Huh. I may have touched on this with you previously, Evelyn, but God, what a question. I did a show with somebody who called herself a witch loosely.
She was a Satanist.
That's right. She was a Satanist. And during the course of that show, she said that she had done things that would ensure, brace yourself, folks, that she would take her son to hell with her. And that shocked and dismayed many, many people, including myself. And there were things attendant with that broadcast that I don't even want to go into right now. However, I had the opportunity to have the late Father Malachi Martin on after that program, and I asked him, my God, it cannot be, can it? There is nobody with the power, is there, Father, to take their own son to hell with them? And he said, oh, I'm sorry, but it could be done. Do you agree with that?
I would have to agree with it, yes, sir.
How can you have the power to take an innocent soul to hell?
This person, if I remember correctly, had a heritage, and she had dedicated herself as well as her child, even though unborn and then again born,
yes,
dedicated to Satan.
Yes.
And in exchange for whatever powers or boon that she required. And in so doing, she offered up the soul of her unborn child and then rededicated that child when it was born. And so therefore it is.
Okay.
It is of her issue, and so therefore it is.
All right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Hello.
Did you say west of the Rockies?
That's you, yes.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi.
This is Michael. I'm in Arizona.
Hey, Michael.
I say this tongue-in-cheek all the time. I'm a recovering Catholic and a born-again pagan. And I don't know. I missed about an hour of the show, so this is a specific case. I'd like to ask a question about. There's been this talk about, our coast has been talking about the effects, the detrimental effects of the Ouija board, how it's often let unwanted or harmful influences into people's lives,
opening doors. Yes.
And there was a specific case, and I hope the gal that asked, I believe it was a gal that asked this question, when she was young, they dabbled with the Ouija board. I hope that, Yvonne, that you can give her the answer she needs, an idea what she can do. Anyway, dabbled with the Ouija board, led an influence into the house, or into the home, or into their lives. Everything started going wrong. She's been having to deal with this for years. When the mother found, when they realized that there was a problem and that it came from the Ouija board, the mother simply tore up the board and threw it away.
Mm. Wrong.
It's understood, I believe, that one should burn the board.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, they didn't do that. The board is long gone.
All right.
The question is, how do you,
right,
evidently the door is still open.
Yeah,
how do you
do?
Close the door? What would be a good thing for her to do?
All right. Very good. The Ouija board, yes, indeed, that opens doors. And Evelyn, could something come through in an experience like that that would then be with you unless you did something about it for the rest of your life?
Yes, because you have opened up a portal. And so, therefore, not only will the premises always have that portal open unless closed, but there will be spirits or entities that will go with you wherever you move to the end of your days, if you are not careful and do a cleansing, not only of yourself, but of your environment. And for that person that tore up the Ouija board, if the person was a practitioner, what they could do is buy another board, not using it, okay, and burn it in sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
So that spirit and that portal would be closed. But only a practitioner could do that. The other way would be to do a cleansing and a protection of the environment and of themselves. Otherwise, it would be with them. Because it's affecting them not only in their home, but in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I had one really bad experience. First time caller line, you're on the air with Dr. Paglini. Hello.
Hi, I'm Patrick from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hello, Patrick.
Dr. Paglini, I have a question about an experience that I had when I was about 7. I had a babysitter named Eric who taught me a magic trick, but it was not an illusion, and I wanted to ask your feedback on it.
I'm listening.
Excuse me?
I said I'm listening.
Okay, it involved two metallic Band-Aid boxes. One was small and one big. Both were empty, except we put one Band-Aid in one of the boxes and then closed both lids. And I'd take one in each hand and place them on a table or a desk about 12 to 15 inches apart. And then in cycles, start moving them closer together and further apart, back and forth about 6 or 7 times, but without allowing them to touch each other. And the final time of moving them closer together, I would allow them to hit each other. And at that point, we'd open the lid of the Band-Aid box where we'd put the Band-Aid, and the box was empty. And we'd open the box, we'd open the lid of the other box, and the Band-Aid would be in there. And naturally, I was very curious to figure out how this worked, so I kept repeating the trick over and over again. And I was able to do it, whether he was there or not. But
so
he warned
me. You're saying
I,
it's not the old shell game you were playing. You're saying the Band-Aid really moved.
It really moved, yeah.
Teleportation, yeah.
All right, well, so, Evelyn, there's a good question. Magic, or what we think of as stage magic, and then magic, is that kind of magic possible, the kind he just talked about, where there really is something that happens?
Yeah, you can do a teleportation. That's not magic, it's teleport. I mean, it's they consider it magic, but it's teleportation. And what you can do is mentally transfer an object from one place to another if you have that kind of ability and power.
Huh.
And apparently this young man has the talent to do so, unless he is doing a parlor trick.
Yeah, okay. Wildcard line, you're on the air with Dr. Evelyn Paglini. Hello. Hello? No, that stupid button. Now you're on the air. Hi. Hello? Going once. Yes, hello, sir.
Yeah, I have a question for Evelyn.
All right.
I'm a conscious light worker. I have been for about 3 years, and I recently moved away from the area where I had my spiritual awakening, and it seems that I've lost that connection. I was just wondering how to get it back.
Well, first,
the synchronicities are gone.
Well, are you into meditation and visualization?
Oh, yes.
All right, then drop down to your levels and put yourself back there, sir. And tap into that energy and that essence, and once again, you will have the awakening. The talent resides within you, not within the space.
Right. I'm a Reiki master, and I've gotten away from that. Are you familiar with Reiki?
Yes, I am.
So in other words, it's the place. It's not the place at all. And so that if he lost.